The Portland Police Bureau mostly stayed silent in the wake of downtown protests on June 4th. Three protests, swelling to thousands of people, countered a right-wing rally in Terry Shrunk Plaza in front of the federal building on Southwest 3rd Avenue. Facing off with the right-wingers across Madison Street and Chapman Square were several hundred black-clad, masked anti-fascist demonstrators. The crowd in Chapman was not homogenous, however, and contained houseless advocates, individual protesters in colorful outfits, curious bystanders, and a contingent of Buddhists calling for peace. Around 3:30 p.m., riot police moved into Chapman Square. In this audio, taken about two blocks north of Madison on 3rd Avenue, you can hear loud bangs as the crowd in the square begins surging away from advancing police.
A lot of smoke rising from over by Madison. People fleeing from Chapman Square, running north.
Reports about which law enforcement agencies participated, what sort of weapons were used, how many people were hurt, and the legality of the clearance were conflicting and often confusing in the following days. It soon became obvious that the police had used an arsenal of so-called less lethal weapons and crowd control tactics, based on the excuse that they felt the anti-fascists were preparing to storm Shrunk Plaza and had been throwing projectiles into the crowd of police. No proof of this claim has been released, though police and Federal Protective Services released numerous photos of weapons and weapon-like objects found in the square after the sweep. I went to Chapman the following Tuesday, June 6th, and found numerous small rubber balls of different sizes, plastic casings with white powdery residue, and what I thought to be the base of a flashbang grenade resting in a small impact crater in the grass. Multiple KBOO reporters contacted PPB to ask what kinds of weapons were deployed that day. 2 weeks later, yesterday, we got an answer from Sergeant Pete Simpson, the Bureau's public information officer. He said that, quote, riot control agents' munitions were deployed by three law enforcement agencies, PPB, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and Oregon State Police. Many on the ground, including two KBOO reporters, also reported seeing Department of Homeland Security officers in full riot gear as part of the front line of police, though DHS is not mentioned in Simpson's email. The munitions include, quote, rubber ball distraction devices, aka sting balls, which contained the rubber balls I found, rubber bullets, referred to as, quote, 40-millimeter impact munitions, projectiles and pepper balls, which left behind the plastic casings that I found, and aerial distraction devices, also known as flashbangs, and probably what you heard in that clip. And finally, they used pepper spray. There are reports from protesters that they smelled and felt tear gas. Based on Sergeant Simpson's information, that could be accounted for by either the pepper balls, which deployed irritant powder, by pepper spray, or by other munitions used by DHS. All of the munitions used by PPB were manufactured by the Safariland Group and FN America, LLC. City records show the Portland Police Bureau last bought munitions from the Safariland Group in October of 2014, totaling around $2,700. This was during the first round of protests over the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. For KBOO Evening News in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.